Okay. If you find yourself saying one of these, do everyone a favor and kill yourself. Is it Friday yet? Hey, we having fun yet? Morning sunshine. Usually said on a Monday morning when someone's dragging in a little tired.
So generic.
If you're ever in the bathroom, never say, hey, we gotta quit meeting like this. Mm.
If you say any of these, you are a certifiable cornball.
What percentage of generic, it's usually the whites. Yep. It's always the whites that say this kind of stuff. What percentage of the 40-something businessman is generic white?
I don't know. I was hit with that last one about a week ago, though.
We got to quit meeting like this?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Who was the offender?
Generic. Was somebody from our competitor's morning show. Mm.
Humble Billy?
No. Cowboy Bill.
Mm-hmm. I thought he's a comedian.
He is.
Kind of. I would bet 50% suffer from this. And you know why? It's because they've got nothing. They use these phrases because they can't come up with anything original.
Right. You don't have to talk. Stop feeling the need to talk. All right, this one comes to us from Todd. He says, the biggest generic talk that beats my ass is not in the workplace, but it's while you're waiting in line at a store, like a Target or, you know, something like that, Walmart, when the cashier accidentally misenters the denomination of the bill handed to them. You know, for example, they enter 100 instead of a 10. Todd says, I cringe as the guy in front of me says, hey, I'll take change for that.
That's got to beat the cashier down, too.
Yes. Please. Wake up, white people. Stop being generic. Lord. All right, this comes to us from Michael. He says lately he's had some fun baiting unsuspecting co-workers into saying some of these phrases he has on his list. He says he takes the long way back to his desk with his lunch in order to elicit these phrases. Question. How's it going? Answer. It's going. How about this one? Hey, you're going the wrong way, said when someone is entering the building at quitting time.
I hate that.
Okay, this one has always killed me. This is usually said when a person is seen carrying their lunch. Did you bring some for me? Mm. Or, hey, thanks for bringing me lunch.
Mm.
Okay, here's a killer. This one is kryptonite. You working hard or hardly working?
Oh, my. <Yeah. laughs>
And then if you, and I know people who I have frequent contact with that say this one. After multiple attempts to contact someone on the phone, they say, looks like we're playing
phone tag.
Stop saying that.
Yes.
Never say this after giving someone work to do. Have fun. Or
so smarmy.
This guy works for a defense contractor, so he gets this thing happening a lot at work. Now, what do you do? I'd tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's it.
And assigning tasks to people not present at meetings, he hears, hey, let's give that to Jim. He's not here. And when standing around, anyone who asks, who do we charge this to?
Oh.
And,
exactly right.
And one of the killers is always, hey, I'm glad it's Friday. Usually set on Thursday before you have the Friday off.
Is it the structure of the 9-to-5 workplace that forces
people to become generic?
Yes.
I think so. I think what happens is once you enter the workplace, you hate all the generic talk.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's stupid. You hate the environment. But then, after 10 years in it, you get so beaten down that you just capitulate.
Yep.
You just cave in and you start telling other guys in the bathroom, we have to start meeting like this.